This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Buffalo Bills are coming to town on Sunday for a primetime matchup, Sunday Night Football. Now, the Ravens have been very good at home in primetime games under head coach John Harbaugh. Since he took over as coach in 2008, the Ravens are 20-3. In home primetime games, which is the best record in the NFL. The team is in their all-black uniforms. It's our Darkness Falls game. The Ravens talk today about the success that they've had in primetime games and the atmosphere they expect on Sunday.
Our guys love to play. I tell you, the bench, only way I can answer that question is go to the stadium and experience it, because there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like primetime game in M&T Bank Stadium. That's really what it's all about.
From BaltimoreRavens.com, John Harbaugh there. The Darkness Falls atmosphere awaits the Bills. They'll be wearing their white tops, blue pants against the Ravens all black. And a big one, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. They've got running quarterback trivia. That was Garrett Downing with BaltimoreRavens.com. Jeremy and Joe, good Thursday morning. I'm ready to watch some football tonight.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb. Malik Neighbors.
I was missing it the last couple of days. When are we getting Maction starting? Although we did have, did you watch any Caitlin Clark last night? Got into that a little bit. I think her season ended, though. I don't even remember what the series is in the WNBA. By the way, adding to that news report, and we were talking about players we love to watch. When I was a kid, I loved watching Derrick Rose play, and he just retired from the NBA. So former NBA MVP Derrick Rose is retiring. You might not have even known he was still playing.
No, obviously. I did not.
Yeah.
803-0550. Gina in Delaware in Ravens country. Hey, Gina, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Yes, Ravens country. I don't know if y'all knew that about me. I'm amongst birds. I'm amongst eagles. I'm amongst ravens. I'm a red, white, and blue flag amongst all the darkness. And when you talk about that darkness, it's true. It's electrifying. That stadium, the Ravens stadium, is electrifying. And yes, the ambiance of the darkness, 8:30 game. I mean, guys, it's on. And I'm telling you something. When I'm at work, nothing's prouder than being a Bills fan amongst all these birds. Yesterday, I was so intense. Like, as it's getting closer now, I'm getting more intense. And, you know, it was nervousness for the first couple games, just because nervousness. Guys, this is major. This is a major game. Yes, we're going to have losses. But, guys, not against the Ravens. You know, the days of Suggs, the days of Ray Lewis, that stadium is on fire. So, yes, it's going to be a great game. But you know what? There's 1,001 reasons to win this game. May I be the 1,001th reason? I do not want to go to work on Monday with the loss, guys. Go, Bills.
Thanks, Gina. It's a cool spot. I mean, it's a big moment. The Bills are looking to go 4-0,
and the Ravens are staring 1-3 in the face.
Yeah.
If they don't win this game.
Do you remember the last couple Bills 4-0 starts? How many have there been since the Super Bowl Bills, like the Kelly Thurman, the four Super Bowl Bills? The 1992 Bills went 4-0. How many times have they started 4-0 since then?
Well, I definitely remember 2008.
Yep.
When Trent gets knocked out after going 4-0.
I was at game 5 of that season, 4-0 in Arizona.
Did they go 4-0 in 11 when they beat the Patriots with Fitz?
No.
3-0, and then they went, they were 5-2 that year, I think.
That's right. The only other time they've been 4-0 is 2020.
Okay.
COVID year. They started 4-0 that year.
And that's it?
Yep.
And they've
started,
a shot.
They've started 4-0 twice since the Super Bowls. And this would be the third if they can get this done. I looked up everything from 4-0 to 5-0 to 6-0. And, you know, just...
Is that their hot... What is their hottest start? Do you know it? They were 5-0 in, like, 91, maybe? They started...
There's basically, if you go all the way back to like AFL days, they had a season they started 9-0.
Okay. Okay.
But
Jack Kemp,
5-0 seasons for the Bills. 1991 is the last time they started 5-0.
Okay.
Last time they started 6-0, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves, was 1964.
Okay. So first time basically in the National Football League.
Pretty much.
They were in the AFL then.
Yeah, they won the AFL.
That'd be super impressive.
But they got to beat the Ravens and the Texans, but if they start 6-0, or actually three more, sorry, and the Jets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's work to be done.
These two teams were a good comp, I think, before the season. Like, they were both, if you, Kevin Cole was someone I always pointed to for this, the teams that lost the most in the offseason, these were two of the top three teams. The Bills lost a lot, and a lot of veterans, key veterans, but there was always the Ravens right at the top of the list for
of
it. They lost linemen. They lost pass rushers. They lost players in their secondary, and they had a lot of draft picks. Like they had 10 draft picks this year. So a bunch of rookies. And they're the Ravens, right? It's Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh. Like they're going to get the benefit of the doubt the same way the Bills did, I'm sure, a little bit. But these were, to me, kind of similar stories of, all right, let's see how they do with the change and whether it's actually going to be a step back year. And so far, it doesn't look like that for the Bills. And the Ravens, I don't know that it will, but it could be. If they go 1-3, then that's the story. The story is, all right, maybe a little bit of a step back for a Ravens team here that did lose a lot in the offseason and, by the way, decided that their big acquisition was going to be a running back. After losing all that stuff.
Who has the better resume in the last 5 years? Since the two quarterbacks were drafted. Who has the better resume?
Well, they've both made one AFC championship game, right?
That's right. The Ravens have been the one seed two times. The Ravens have also missed the playoffs. That's with an injury to Lamar along the way. They go 8-9.
Okay.
They lose in the wild card round. They lose in the divisional round. They lose in the AFC championship game. Like, really, the difference is one AFC championship and 2-1 seeds for Baltimore.
It's kind of amazing that the AFC championship game appearances are the same, because how many playoff wins do the Ravens have in that 5-year stretch? Do they have?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Two in that stretch? One?
They were one and done in both 2018 and 2019. They beat the Titans and they beat the Texans last year. So they have two playoff wins.
Okay.
Of course, they lost to the Bills along the way, too.
And the Bills have how many in the last 5 years? They have five? They have six?
Five.
Okay. But yet they have the same amount of AFC championship appearances. So, like, does it matter? The Bills beat Mason Rudolph and, you know, Skylar Thompson. I'll take all credit away, but... My gut says Bills. Could you make an argument Ravens, though? I mean,
it's a tough argument. I mean, division championships, the Bills have four in a row. The Ravens don't have that. They do have the playoff miss.
The Ravens, though, wouldn't you say in the last 5 years they definitely have the tougher division?
Yes.
They have a division where for 5 years the Bengals have been good in almost all of those. Like, they've been right there.
The Browns have been respectable.
Yep.
Steelers are always a tough out. Yeah.
Right. Like, they've never really had that. The Bills had, the Jets were this for a couple of years, and now the Patriots are this, where there's at least one punching bag in your own division. And maybe you've got one. So far, every year the Bills have won the AFC East, you've had one legitimate threat to you, and that's it. You really haven't had a second. This year, and last year, by the way, this is kind of amazing, right? Finally, it was the Bills are going to be challenged with more than one team in their own division pushing them to win it. And last year, Rodgers got hurt, so that didn't happen. And then this year, Tua got hurt, so now that doesn't appear to be happening. Whereas, so the Bills basically every year have one team to worry about in their own division. The Ravens usually have three, I think. So I'm not saying I would still answer Ravens, but I think that's a point. They have a definite tougher division for the last 5 years. So them winning that is more impressive to me than the Bills winning the East.
803-0550. We'll get to Josh Allen's clarification at Media Day yesterday, which I thought was really interesting, of course, that he decided to make a point about everybody eats receivers. Is he taking a shot at Stephon Diggs? He clarified he's not. We'll play that for you a little bit later. But I do have instant trivia.
Okay.
Instant trivia. I told you, I promised you a running back trivia.
Running quarterback trivia, right. Okay, good.
So, okay. In quarterback rushing touchdowns all time.
Okay.
Josh Allen is number... Where does he rank all time?
Is he number two?
He is number two.
Okay.
Where's Lamar Jackson? Allen is two. Lamar is...
Is he number five?
19.
Really?
He doesn't
run that many in?
He's got 30 rushing touchdowns. It's about half. Josh has 55. Lamar has 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because Lamar has more rushing yards, for sure.
Yes, yes. But if we do rushing yards, Lamar is third, Allen is seventh, okay, all time.
But he's 19th
he's
in touchdowns.
He's 19th in touchdowns. How many of the quarterbacks between 2 and 19 can you get?
Okay.
Rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks between Allen and Lamar.
Is number one, by the way, Cam Newton?
Yes.
Okay. So,
and Allen is on pace to probably pass him.
Okay, so touchdowns.
Cam had 75.
Between Allen and Jackson. Michael Vick?
Rushing touchdowns, yes. Vick is eighth all time. Oh, by the way, I took out guys that were born in the 20s. There's a guy named Tobin Rote.
Uh-huh.
And I took out Y.A. Tittle and Otto Graham.
Okay.
So guys in the 20s, I took out.
Did you take out Fran Tarkenton?
He is number 18. He was not born in the 20s, but got him.
Did he just make it? Where was he born? He's 1930?
He's 1940s.
1940s. Okay, how about Randall Cunningham?
Cunningham is 10th all-time, 35 touchdowns.
Okay. How about Donovan McNabb?
No.
Ooh. Okay. All right, how about let's go with can't be this hard already. Steve McNair.
Steve McNair, sixth all time.
Okay. Good. How about a lot of these guys got to be recent then, right?
A lot of these guys are relatively recent, but also...
Russell Wilson?
No. Think about guys that played forever and want to just run a couple of touchdowns in. Mobile guys of years past.
Okay.
Including one of the best ever.
One of the best mobile guys ever?
Yeah. It was a little before your time.
Steve Young.
Number three.
Yeah. Yep, Steve Young. How about
current guy who rushes for touchdowns all the time, and they're not that impressive.
Wait. Oh, Jalen Hurts?
Number four.
Number four?
Number four all-time rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks.
Come on.
Yeah.
The tush push, man.
This guy currently plays, has played forever, and you do not think of him as a rushing quarterback, and he's ninth all-time in rushing touchdowns.
Wow. What do we got? Like another QB sneak?
Aaron Rodgers is ninth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Is Roethlisberger going to make this list?
He does not make the top 19.
Does Brady make this list?
He does not.
Okay. Thought maybe with sneaks.
Five is Jack Kemp.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
ran a little bit.
Steve Grogan, Dante Culpepper, John Elway, Cordell Stewart, and Terry Bradshaw.
I'm not mad I'd missed any of those, I don't think, except for Cordell Stewart, because I ran into him on a lazy river in the Bahamas. But that would have
been. You could have said, like, hey, man, you're 17th all time in rushing touchdowns of one quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
So that's the 25 touchdown difference. Like,
yeah.
Lamar needs how many, though, to get it, like, in the top 10? Like, is it all pretty close together?
He needs, like, 8 to get in the top 10.
He's going
to
end up probably, like, top 5 in his career.
But I did not expect Allen to have nearly double the rushing touchdowns of Lamar.
Yeah.
But he does. 803-0550. Sal coming up top of the hour as we continue to get you ready for Bills, Ravens. We'll check in Baltimore. Luke Jones, WNST at 8:30. And, of course, get you ready for Cowboys-Giants Thursday Night Football tonight. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.